21 minutes to 10 now. We talk financial health on a Tuesday, then we followed up by talking about physical health. And tonight, something that is actually quite a big issue for a lot of people, reflux. Now, we regularly speak to one of the great professionals from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, the SAN, and tonight we have an expert in this area. Reflux, people suffer it in different ways, but one in five suffer it regularly. A lot of people just think, well, she'll be right, it'll go away. But it can be a painful reoccurrence. It can have quite significant impacts longer term. So I thought, well, let's find out a bit more. What is it? How common is it? What can you do about it? This is the A to Z of reflux. And we're joined by General Surgeon and Upper Respiratory Surgeon from the Sydney Adventist Hospital. He's a specialist in this area, gastroenterologist in the upper part of the system. He's a general surgeon. His name is Deepak Chhabra. I spoke with him about this earlier tonight.
Good evening to you, John. How are you?
I don't think I've got reflux, but you might like to explain what happens with reflux, because I imagine, like a lot of conditions, there's a range of intensity.
Correct. So to understand reflux, you have to understand what normally happens. So whenever we eat or drink or swallow our own saliva, it goes down our esophagus in an orderly fashion through the chest, through a muscle called the diaphragm that separates the chest from the abdomen, and then enters our stomach. Now, reflux is when this process is broken down, and usually that means that acid or contents from the stomach go back up into the esophagus causing symptoms. So we call this reflux or gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Yeah. So can you have it occasionally? Maybe certain foods or eating too much or something might give it to you, but you're not suffering from it all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So reflux is relatively common, and it does happen in all of us at some stage. And a bit of reflux is actually normal. Because if you can imagine, if you have a fizzy drink or a glass of champagne, we often want to belch to relieve the pressure in our stomach. So that's actually controlled reflux. The disease is when it occurs in an uncontrolled fashion. So for normal people, it can occur after a spicy meal. If you lie down too soon after having a big meal, it's more common in people that are pregnant. So pregnancy is an exacerbator of reflux disease.
Okay, so we've got to what it is, and everyone gets it at some level, but as you've said, it then becomes a condition or a disease that has to be treated, correct?
Correct. So the reason we recommend treatment of reflux disease is if it causes a significant impact to your lifestyle. So if you have chronic reflux after most meals causing pain behind the sternum or behind the breastbone, or if the acid or volume goes up so high that people often aspirate or breathe in their own refluxate and get recurrent cough or chest infections. If this occurs, then we recommend having a treatment. We also recommend investigating, because reflux can be a symptom of a more significant disease. And this may include disorders of esophageal motility, where it doesn't work properly.
Yep.
Or in some cases, a concerning symptom of upper GI cancers, such as esophageal or gastric cancers.
Right. Okay, well, I want to get to the treatment shortly, but what's GORD, GORD? Is that a technical name for what you're talking about here?
Correct. So GORD just stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Right. And how do you diagnose it? People will tell you what's happening to them. Is there any physical diagnosis you can do?
Yes. So the most important sort of diagnostic criteria symptoms. So if you report having pain behind the chest, or actually having the taste or feeling of volume entering your throat after a big meal, then we call that volume reflux. However, if we want more a more accurate diagnosis, then we can do something called manometry, which is where we place little probes into your esophagus and into your stomach, and we can measure the level of acid that refluxes back and whether or not your esophagus and your stomach work properly.
So what are the treatment options? So you've been diagnosed, there's an issue, so what is the treatment?
Well, there's three basic treatments. One is lifestyle. So avoid foods or factors that can exacerbate reflux. So avoid alcohol, avoid caffeine, so no coffee or tea or chocolate after 3 o'clock.
Are you saying all or proportions? Are you saying avoid it completely?
So if you have to have it, and it's hard to live without it, Perhaps have it earlier in the day. So we recommend no caffeine-rich foods after 3 o'clock.
Right.
Avoid spicy or late-night meals, so perhaps have dinner by 6 o'clock. So there's several hours between eating dinner and going to bed. Things such as weight loss. So weight loss and weight gain and obesity can exacerbate reflux. So losing just a few kilograms of weight can have a significant impact on your symptoms. If lifestyle measures don't work, then the next step is medical therapy. And usually that's medication that prevents acid production in the stomach. You've probably heard of proton pump inhibitors or PPIs.
Mm.
These are really helpful against acid reflux, but they don't necessarily help against people who reflux a lot of volume into their throat. So if those measures fail, then the next treatment is surgical.
Right, okay. And with surgical, is it possible to give us a description of what you do when you go in there?
No, of course. So often for patients requiring surgical correction for reflux, there's an associated hiatus hernia, which means the stomach, which normally sits in the abdomen, can over time sort of migrate and squeeze itself into the chest. So for the surgical treatment, it's pulling the stomach back to where it belongs into the abdomen, tightening the diaphragm, and then wrapping a portion of the stomach around the base of the esophagus. And this helps control reflux. And this is normally done via a keyhole approach. So you may be in hospital for a day or two, and you leave usually back home in a couple of days and with a modified diet for a few weeks.
Yep. Okay. Heartburn? We hear about heartburn. Is it the same thing?
Yeah, heartburn just refers to what people feel when the acid refluxes into their esophagus. They often report a sharp or a stabbing or a burning pain behind the breastbone, and often people sort of confuse it for a heart attack in severe cases.
And so we've gone through all of this. So if someone's got these conditions or someone you know, the first stop is a GP, and then I guess if it's more serious, they did come and see someone like you, a specialist. Is that right?
Correct. So if you have symptoms that are affecting your quality of life, then your first port of call should be a GP. If lifestyle modification doesn't work and you need to commence medical therapy, then ideally you should have an endoscopy performed prior to starting therapy or soon after starting therapy to exclude a more significant cause of the reflux, such as a tumour.
Yeah, so it's important if you've got it, not think, all right, look, I've got a bit of wind or something, and I'll just deal with it. You should actually go and talk to someone.
That's correct.
All right, and as you've said earlier, just important, as you've just said there, there could be other factors, and with everything like this, you talk about tumours and the like, really important to get them early.
That's correct. No, and it's really important to get it identified early, because gastric and esophageal cancers are generally quite severe, and if not caught early enough, they're generally not curable.
Okay. All right. Look, I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There you go. That's Dr. Deepak Chopra. He is an upper gastrointestinal specialist and general surgeon from the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Most interesting there, Robert says, best cure for reflux is eating a stick of celery after a big meal, a great anti-acid cure for the gut as well. So there you go. Thank you very much for that, Robert. And, of course, the Sydney Adventist Hospital, harnessing the latest advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and the care that you deserve. At 11 minutes to 10 right now.